We have to be honest with ourselves about our collective problems and recognize our faults if we're ever gonna try to solve them. If you wonder why politicians don't take us seriously, it's cause we have no unity and don't own anything, no economic or political power either. We won't even help our own, so why would they think we're equals? Creatively we're geniuses, but we're too short-sighted, creating new fads and styles only to sell off the rights, and then they buy it cheap and take it global, and we lose the fortune, waste our money as consumers, and once again we're left with nothing. Blindly supporting those who don't reward our loyalty. So unsurprisingly, our people are still trapped in poverty, and fake minority leaders taking payments under the table with orders to suppress or sabotage minority organizations, faking progress to keep us satisfied with the status quo, refusing to oppose the donors while the members are hurting and broke. Then our leaders overseas, forcing the people to mine minerals, serving as virtual slaves since the early days as children, exporting resources from our homeland for pennies, getting screwed by global investors who profit by the billions, or serving them by killing each other in proxy battles and regional wars started by the former colonial masters, serving those foreign interests, assassinating your own leaders, choosing money over life, blood money over your people and the brothers and our military, a forbidden subject, getting sent overseas to kill other people of color over some rich man's grudges, or to suppress their public, only to come back as second class citizens still struggling, or black American males serving Colombian cartels, selling their drugs and taking a fall if their operations fail. So you wind up serving a county, picking up trash for redemption, or serving the rest of your lives in the corporate run prisons. Even our educated people are constantly getting robbed, brainwashed to think success is being employed at one of their jobs, even though you have the talent and knowledge to start your own, end up working your lives away, don't even own your own homes. Do you have our celebrities, international idols, wealthy, adored by millions, their influence has no rivals, yet even these superstars willingly bow down behind closed doors when their masters come around, faithfully paying tribute to the ones writing the checks. You make them so much money, you still get no respect. If only your fans knew that you're nothing like your image, selling out your own people so you could earn the devil's privilege, endorsing the sinful or wasteful lifestyle of products, selling poison to our people, getting rich in the process. Now you might think it's worth it, but this is not our purpose. From kings in our homeland to the